as of tomorrow, I'm very much aware that there will be still another two meetings. One will be at Balm Green Hall at 10 a.m., then the other one is the small city hall. But for today's meetings, I can safely say there was a flop. I think COPAC must involve all the stakeholders so that at least they assisted in mobilizing. Because just placing adverts in the papers and then there is just enough. People normally don't need to read papers these days. As for the Kilanwa that I'm talking about, we are still finding out what really happened because we believe that they must still cooperate. Because the whole idea is that you must be given the information. But what we have just done about the Balm Green one for tomorrow and the small city hall, we also played a part. We know that we've got residents, those whom we've got contacts with, their cell phone numbers. We also try to put some messages into their phone to inform them of those meetings. Hopefully tomorrow things will be better off. But our involvement really is that we just have to know they need to contact us and give us clear times and venues so that at least we can assist in mobilizing. That's our business. Because the whole idea is that all the rest must participate and they must be clear of the contest before they really call to go and vote yes or no.
Are you going to make a formal request?
Definitely, that we're going to do. So, since I talked about today's meeting, which is blocked, we'll just assess what's happening tomorrow. But of course, there's an advert in the paper in the chronic. We only hope that they won't change because what we're now doing, we're just following that timetable and we're also informing residents through text messages. But if they now change those days, it's going to be a big problem. I hope they stick to those dates and venues that they